Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Tuition at Michigan universities is far higher than most other state universities, which may make sense since Michigan gives its public universities far less public money than almost all other states. It's an issue that Ron French investigated for Bridge magazine. You can find his article at bridgemi.com, and Ron joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you say that tuition in Michigan is far more expensive than in most other states. So just how much more money are we typically talking about?
In many of the universities that we looked at, over a course of 4 years earning a bachelor's degree, you would be paying more than $10,000 extra to get a degree here. And let me explain that. We're comparing our public universities to other states' public universities. And we're comparing the costs for in-state costs for each of those schools. So it's not as if a student in Lansing could go to a public university in North Carolina and save $10,000. What we are doing here is saying, let's look at the burden that we pay here for our schools as opposed to what the burden is for that others in other states pay for their schools. Of the 15 public universities in Michigan, 12 of them charge more in net cost than their peer institutions around the country.
In this difference in tuition costs between our state and so many others, is this a recent phenomenon?
We've generally been higher, but the gap has widened quite a bit in the past 10 years. As our funding has been cut more and more for our higher education, and that has been part of the response, the state legislature's response to the recession and it having tighter and tighter budgets.
So what is the choice? We don't have the state money to give to the university, so they have to raise their tuition. Is that just an inevitable consequence of our massive economic recession?
Well, that's a good question, Michael, and there are several ways to look at that. Different states have handled the situation differently. You know, Michigan has made a conscious decision to keep taxes low and with the money that is at raised, spend the money in other places rather than higher education. And that's a fine policy position, okay, but there are consequences for that. You say, what are the options we have? We could raise more money, okay, but we could also apportion that money differently that we have. Michigan spends a higher proportion of its general fund on corrections, on prisoners, than most states in the country. We just gave businesses, I may have slightly wrong, but I think about a $1.6 billion tax cut, and not saying that wasn't a good idea, but there was a decision made there. That's what we're going to do. But one thing we have decided over a period of time is saying, where is a place that we can cut funds? And that choice over and over again has been higher education.
Don't we still have a record numbers of applicants, though, for our major universities? And doesn't that suggest that families are willing to pay the higher tuition?
Absolutely. And that's a very good point, and people bring that up. Are they willing to pay it? Absolutely. There are several ways to look at that. If you're having a heart attack, are you willing to pay to go to the hospital? I'm guessing you would. The fact is that public higher education in Michigan is still as expensive as it is, and that it's more expensive than other states. It is still cheaper for a Michigan family to send their child to Michigan State, for example, than it is for them to send that child to the University of Virginia or to Hope College or Kalamazoo College.
I'm talking to Ron French, a reporter for Bridge magazine. You can find his article on tuition in Michigan at bridgemi.com. Ron, how do we know universities in our state are not being as efficient as they can be? Maybe there are ways the universities can cut costs on their own to save money for students. Is that not the case?
Oh, absolutely, Michael. There certainly are efficiencies that could be taken, and frankly, they have been taking some of them. The question is, and it's different points of view, have they taken enough? Have they looked enough at cutting their budget before they look at raising tuition? I think when you talk to these institutions, they will tell you that we do both, that we've been cutting here and there. Most of these institutions have, over the past few years, cut some staff. Many of them have had wage freezes, things that you and I are very familiar with in the private sector, that this is something that they're undergoing too. Now, they've had universities still are what people look at when they see universities, they drive by or they drive through campuses and they see construction cranes and they think, wow, the universities are still spending a lot of money with, you know, putting up these new buildings and things. Something that should be pointed out for people who think that, and it's totally understandable, new buildings on any public university are funded privately. They're from donors. The state is not funding new construction. And I've had several administrators at universities tell me this when I was researching the story. It says, well, you know, it's very hard to get the message across that we are trying to save money when they see this construction going on, even though that those buildings are not being funded by state funds.
What about the fact that so many of our university students here in Michigan leave the state after they get a degree and get a job elsewhere? It could be argued that the state isn't really getting its money back for its investment in students if we do begin to put more money into our universities. What's the response from university administrators to that issue?
The response from administrators generally is that is not our job to be trying to convince people to stay here. Our job is to give them the best education possible. And once they get their education, you know, God willing, they find a job here in Michigan. But if they don't, you know, is it the university's responsibility? This would be what they would say. Is it our responsibility to help to not train them if they don't get a job here? How do we know they're not going to get a job? You're very, very correct, Michael. A lot of people leave. There are more Michigan State grads in Chicago than there are in the city of Detroit. We produce way too many teachers for the number of openings we have. We don't produce enough of other professions such as degrees in math and engineering and science and technology. So there is some movement now, Michael, in the state to try to look at that and try to look at, is there a way to change our funding formulas so that we somehow are encouraging universities to produce more graduates with degrees in fields that where there are job openings in the state? And is there also a way from the student end of it to somehow incentivize that by perhaps forgiving part of some sort of state loans in exchange for, you know, working for a certain number of years in Michigan?
Finally, doesn't it seem unlikely now that the shift has occurred from the state providing the money to now the students themselves paying a higher tuition and providing more money to the universities? Doesn't it seem unlikely that we'll see a shift back to the state taking on those costs?
You're right. It's unlikely. You might see some change in how that the funding is provided to the universities. That will help some universities and probably hurt some others. But you're not going to see a huge increase in funding. States across the country are now starting to cut higher education funding just like we have for the past 10 years. The phrase that is used by universities is that our public universities are being privatized. And so I think a generation from now, the concept of public universities will probably have a different meaning than what we've been used to.
I see. So really the move to potentially having a fully private university that used to be public is not unfathomable and could be a reality. We could have a private University of Michigan, huh?
A number of national education experts assume that in another generation, there may still be public universities in name, but that they will be indistinguishable from private universities in as far as what the student mix is and how much you pay in tuition.
Well, certainly getting a college degree is expensive no matter where you go, but sounds like it's significantly more expensive here in Michigan. Ron French with Bridge Magazine. You can find his article at bridgemi.com. Ron, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.